reasons that was brought up when the ERT from the Electric Commission of Zambia made this proposal. Submitters raised those concerns among other issues. So the recommendation has been made by the Electric Commission of Zambia, and again, it's interesting to note. So are people, those who are saying the cost, is that you saying you agree that it needs to happen, but your only concern is, are we ready to finance it? Because then that becomes two different things, because you could be agreeing and saying, yes, delimitation must happen, but we're just not able to finance it at the moment. Or is it delimitation should not happen at all, whether we have the money or not? That is where maybe the divergent views could come through. But let's keep the conversation going via our WhatsApp line, 0978-895-895. The main news bulletin at 8 is up next. The time is 8 hours.
This time check was brought to you by Stanbic Bank.
Check.
There we go.
106.7. Pause it.
The main news bulletin on Phoenix FM is brought to you by Absa Bank Zambia PLC. Your story matters. Absa.
Rakopala, this Saturday, 26th April, Tuleleta Absa semifinals, Palevi. The stakes are higher. The tension is evident. Abayelo, the power dynamos, will take on the airmen, Red Arrows. And Zesco, Zegamambu, battles Aba Red Vankana FC in a heated bid to win at the Levi Wanawasa Stadium. Who will make it to the final showdown? Catch the games at 12:30 and 15 hours to see who will make it to the final. Grab your tickets now at ShopRite CompuTicket, VIP 300 Kwacha, West Wing 150 Kwacha, East Wing 50 Kwacha, South and North Wing 30 Kwacha, and Early Bed 20 Kwacha.
Your story matters, Absa.
ZCSD welcomes ARTC report handover, but calls for broader public engagement. Economists say Zambia must prioritize domestic economic growth amid global trade tensions. Trump says he has no intention of firing Fed boss. Present the news. I'm Lucevilo Gondwe. The Zambia Council for Social Development, ZCSD, has urged government not to rush the electoral reform process, but instead facilitate broad-based public engagement following the handover of the Electoral Reform Technical Committee ERTC report for 2025. In an interview with Phoenix News, the ZCSD Executive Director, Leah Mitaba, has described the submission of the report as a critical milestone in the country's efforts to strengthen electoral processes and democratic governance. However, she has noted that several recommendations in the ERTC report closely resemble proposals already being discussed in the ongoing constitutional amendment debate. Ms. Mitaba has raised questions about whether the similarities reflect coordinated policy development or a premature alignment of the reform agenda.
The Zambia Council for Social Development has noted the release of the ERTC report. Interestingly, some of the things that the chairperson alluded to are also some of the things that we've seen in the proposed constitutional amendment. The fact that this report is being shared now, one would wonder whether other people already received this report before it was shared with the public. However, we think that this is a very important report. We do hope that the government will not rush to implement, but rather, for me, they're going to foster dialogue. We wish to see for the report to be simplified and disseminated nationwide in every province and allow for debate.
Meanwhile, former Patriotic Front Secretary General Davis Mwina has expressed concern over the lack of a preliminary cost estimate from the ERTC report regarding the proposed delimitation process and the affected constituencies.
The issues that have been raised, which are important, is the increase on the number of constituencies, which is too costly for the country. You are talking about more than 230 members of parliament, so they are increasing about 80 plus. Look at the cost. Is it sustainable as a country? The answer is no. They want to amend the constitution so that the president nominates more from the 8. Maybe we don't know the number. They are not stating us the number. So it's also a cost. The proportional representation, they want to bring people from outside who are not going to wait for it, because you have to wait for it in the constituency, and people must be loyal to the people, not the appointing authority.
The Electoral Commission of Zambia, ECZ, yesterday officially handed over the ERTC report to the government, with key highlights including proposals on adopting a mixed member representation electoral system, guidelines on delimitation, cancellation of elections upon resignation, and the appointment of cabinet ministers, among others. Economist Dr. Luvinda Habazoka says the ongoing trade war between the United States and China should serve as a wake-up call for Zambia to prioritize domesticating its gross domestic product GDP. Speaking to Phoenix News, Dr. Habazoka has emphasized the importance of local production, noting that Zambia must focus on producing the majority of goods consumed within the country to avoid being affected by external trade disruptions. He has explained that for Zambia to remain self-sustainable and competitive, its economy must not be overly reliant on foreign markets and investments. Dr. Habazoka has also encouraged citizens to take an active interest in entrepreneurship, stressing that revenue generated from local businesses should stay within the country to support economic growth. He adds that Zambia should reduce its dependence on imports, warning that over-reliance on foreign goods makes the country vulnerable to the negative effects of international trade conflicts.
The GDP should not be dependent or should not be produced by foreigners. So Zambians should take keen interest in doing business. Government should facilitate that Zambian businesses grow. So that whatever we produce and whatever revenues that we make, they remain within Zambia. So Zambia is a self-contained industry. As much as possible, let's shift into production. Let's shift into manufacturing so that we are not dependent on imports. And also our banking system, we need to strengthen cooperation within COMESA, within SADC, within the African Union, to create an alternative monetary system where African countries can trade.
Agriculture Permanent Secretary for Technical Services John Molongoti says Zambia is on track to meet its target of producing 1 million metric tons of soya beans by 2027. In an interview with Phoenix News, Mr. Molongoti has revealed that a range of interventions are being implemented at state farms and through partnerships with the private sector to scale up production and boost yields. He has noted that the ministry is now focused on expanding market access both regionally and internationally to ensure farmers have reliable outlets for their soybean produce. Mr. Mlongoti explains that in response to past seasons where surplus soybeans lacked buyers, government has secured export agreements with China, creating a significant new market for both raw soybeans and value-added products such as soybean meal. He adds that soybean is crucial for stock feed production with the potential for foreign exchange earnings. Hence, the ministry is working closely with the export division to help farmers meet quality standards, obtain necessary permits, and navigate logistics for both local and international trade.
Just if you remember last year when the president went to China on the sidelines, during the state visit, we signed the market access for soya. The other year, we signed market access for soya milk, which is cake. China is a very big market. We want now are just aggregators. We can export seed, we can export beans, soybean itself, or we can export it as soybean milk. In terms of market access, I think that we are helping our farmers. Right? We continue to look for other markets, both regional and beyond. Soybeans, why we are pushing it? One is a presidential directive, push the production. Then two, soybean is very key in the the production of stockfish.
Assistant Dean of the School of Mines at the Copper Belt University, CBU, Dr. Kenny Nyirenda, has underscored the need for stronger collaboration.